Unit 15, Lesson 3, Conversation. Exercise A, Listen and Breaks between Mother and Teacher.
Hello, Miss Huda. I am Batul's mother. How is she doing at school?
She is going well. She is doing well, especially in maths. She can add and subtract numbers quickly. She passed the exam easily. Overall, she is a good student.
But I don't like her handwriting.
Yes, that's because she writes quickly. She should write slowly and carefully.
And what about her behavior? Is she polite?
Yes, she talks to people very politely.
I am glad to hear this. Thanks for your time.
Exercise B. What would you like your teachers to say about you? Grammar, adjectives and adverbs. The exercise is easy. Adjectives say what something is like. Easy. You can do it easily. Adverbs say what you do it. إعادة. Say how you do it easily. She is a careful writer. Careful. Adjective. Careless. She is a careless writer. She writes carefully. She writes carelessly. Adverbs. Carefully. Carelessly. They are good students. Adjective. Good. They study well. Adverb. Well. Hiba is always late. Late. Adjective. She always comes late. Late. Adverb. Exercise A. A teacher is talking to her student. Read the paragraph, choose the correct word. This is a time exercise, so you'd better work fast or faster than last time. It's an easy or easily test. But you have to read the questions careful or carefully. By the way, I am very happy or happily with the way you read. Your English is good or well, but most of you need to read slow or slowly and try quick or quickly. B. In groups. Tell your group members why you are a good or a bad student or son or daughter or friend. Give 5 reasons. Example. I am a good or bad student. I do my homework carefully or carelessly. Writing. What are your school classroom rules? Write them in the table below. My school rules. Coming to school, use should or must. Use shouldn't or mustn't. Leaving school, use should, shouldn't or must, mustn't. Uniform. Use should, shouldn't, must, mustn't. Chewing gum. Use should or shouldn't, must or mustn't. Running, use, should, shouldn't, or must, mustn't. My classroom rules. Coming or leaving, use, should or must, shouldn't or mustn't. Answering questions, use should or shouldn't, must or mustn't. Sitting or standing, use should, shouldn't, or must, mustn't. Speaking, use should, shouldn't, or must, mustn't. Homework, use should, shouldn't, or must, mustn't. Exercise B. How often do you follow the rules above? Use adverbs of frequency next to each rule. Exercise C. Turn to your workbook, page 30. Write a paragraph about what you should or shouldn't do to become a better student.